This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Eliminate bags under your eyes in minutes with Instantly Ageless from GCNLife.com.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
New reports are implicating Governor Brian Kemp, Republican of Georgia, may have closer ties to China than he's acknowledging. Georgia Governor Kemp awarded a $107 million contract to Dominion Voting Systems 2 weeks after meeting with People's Republic of China Consul General. Kemp met with the Chinese from the Houston Consulate in Atlanta on July 12, 2019. The Houston Consulate was shut down by the U.S. government for being used as a hub for Chinese spies. Israel and Morocco agreed on Thursday to normalize relations in a deal brokered by President Trump, making Morocco the fourth Arab country to set aside hostilities with Israel in the past 4 months. As part of the agreement, the U.S. agreed to recognize Morocco's sovereignty over the Western Sahara. The United States executed convicted felon Brandon Bernard on Thursday. Bernard was convicted in 2000 of murdering Todd and Stacy Bagley on the Fort Hood Army Base in Texas. USA Radio News.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
2 days after an F-16 fighter crashed into a remote wooded area of Michigan's Upper Peninsula, military officials said that the pilot died. The Wisconsin Air National Guard's 115th Fighter Wing announced the death on Thursday. The pilot's name was not released at this time. Described by his agent as a gentle giant, Tommy Lister, a.k.a. Debo, has died at the age of 62. Lister's body was found in his home in Marina Del Rey, California, Thursday afternoon. A cause is not known, pending an investigation. You'll be able to catch a celestial show that humanity hasn't seen for nearly 800 years. On December 21st, Jupiter and Saturn will align in a position known as the Great Conjunction, which is the point at which they are the closest to each other in the night sky as seen from Earth. The phenomenon is also referred to as the Christmas star. While this meeting happens every 20 years or so, in 2020 the planets will be closer than they have been since 1623. This is USA Radio News.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Thursday night football, the L.A. Rams stopped the surging New England Patriots 24-3. With about 10 minutes left in the game, Patriots head coach Bill Belichick pulled quarterback Cam Newton out of the game. Asked after the game, Bill made it clear Cam is still his guy.
Cam's our quarterback.
Cam Newton, after their seventh loss this season, the first time since 2002 the Patriots have lost this many games in a season.
We knew exactly what they were going to do. Yeah, we just got to be better. And it starts with me personally. Just have to make more plays, and that's what it comes down to. Just doing what I'm asked. I'm still going to each and every week with the mentality to keep getting better, and that's what I plan on doing. We just have to be better collectively, and he's right. And I think we didn't play a good style or brand of football tonight, and they did, and they made more plays than us, so it led to them winning.
Next, the Patriots play Miami on the 20th, and the Rams host the winless Jets. President Trump announced another Middle East peace deal Thursday. USA Radio News, Dan Naraki.
President Trump announced Thursday that Morocco and Israel have agreed to normalize relations, becoming the fourth Arab state to make an agreement with Israel in the last 4 months, joining Bahrain, Sudan, and the United Arab Emirates. As part of the deal, the United States will recognize Morocco's claim over the disputed region of Western Sahara. The deal establishes full diplomatic relations between the two countries. Morocco's King Mohammed VI says that direct flights to and from Israel will also begin soon. From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
For USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-536-4436. That's 800-536-4436. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-536-4436.
And independent. This is Bill Martinez.
6 minutes after the top of the hour, Bill Martinez here, and we've got the renowned researcher George Barna with us to talk about, he poses this idea that, are we looking at Donald Trump, the last conservative president? That's the question, George, isn't it?
Well, it is. And, if you follow a lot of different patterns of what's going on in our culture, not only demographically, but in terms of our spiritual foundations, we're moving farther and farther from being willing to have a literal translation of the Bible, to take it at face value, and to believe that those principles really ought to be affecting every dimension of our life. When you look at what it is that people want for the future, they want the government to take care of us. They don't want personal responsibility for their own lives. That's one of the trends that we see developing, and that does not augur well for having conservatives in office in the future.
Are we going to have to experience the law of gravity experiences I refer to, that sometimes people have to fall off the roof to find out gravity still exists? I mean, are they going to have to realize, and experience the very thing they're hoping for to appreciate that, freedom does work?
Well, we would hope that that's not the case, but what we find in America is that so frequently people choose to act rather than to reflect. Mm-hmm. If we sit down and think logically and rationally about what we're experiencing, about where we're going, why we're headed in that direction, we can understand it and we can make changes now before we fall into the pit. But it seems like Americans like to fall into the pit and then congratulate themselves for their ingenuity on ways of figuring how to get out of the pit. So, there's a great possibility that we may have to experience suffering that's not necessary, but that's just the way that we live in this country.
Is this a lack of leadership issue? And I'm talking about it philosophically, because, what we want to be conditioned to believe is that social media, these influencers, people that really do not reflect what we would call honest leadership qualities, they seem to drum out, the Trumps of the world. And I see Donald Trump as a definitive leader, clearly, compared to those that are being presented to us as false leaders.
Yeah, it's a good point. When you talk about leadership, the heart of leadership is vision. Being able to identify and communicate a compelling idea for what the future will be like. And in many ways, I think that's what America has been lacking, either because it hasn't been communicated to us or people haven't bought into it. Certainly the media has not been good at reflecting that kind of vision. Their whole goal is, let's just get more eyeballs, and so let's create controversy, rather than let's figure out how we can serve the people and help to develop a consensus around that kind of vision of who we want to be as a country, what kind of people we want to be, what each of us is going to bring to the table to serve others and have that mentality. So, yeah, I think we've certainly been lacking that. The other thing about leaders that you know, when I teach about this, I tell students, you got to understand leaders only do two things. They create conflict, and then they resolve the conflict. And the way that they resolve it is based on that vision.
Exactly.
But the way that they create it is by casting it in the first place, and that's what gets the conversation going.
Right.
And then you've got to resolve it based on saying, here's what it could look like.
And this is what Donald Trump did. I've seen him since he came on the scene as an agent of exposure. We've seen the rank, corruption in our three-letter agencies of our government, the waste, the inefficiency, our poor standing that reflected our and made us vulnerable when it comes to national security. I mean, at every turn, and this idea of America first, I mean, he cast that vision, but unfortunately, with the resistance of the left and I'd say the collusion, not only of the left, but joined in with the mainstream media and social media influencers, these corporate entities. I mean, it was a pig pile against Donald Trump. It's a wonder that he was even able to accumulate some 74 million votes.
Yeah, and I think, you know, what we're really talking about here is this continuing battle where on the one side you've got truth and integrity fighting for our freedom and our future, and on the other side you've got denial and selfishness, where there is a completely different set of objectives that they're pursuing. You know, it's kind of the battle between an America first versus a new world order kind of thinking.
Right. Well, it's totally amoral. I mean, the left, there's no morality. There's no conscience. I mean, it's all about, the ends justifying the means. Lindsey Graham called him out, said, hey, look, you want power and control. And they've been, they were fully exposed there during the Kavanaugh hearings. And meanwhile, a majority of Americans, I mean, based on the voting, have bought into that doctrine, and Lord have mercy, because I like you, George, I believe ultimately, and we've seen this in our lifetimes, the truth ultimately wins, but we may have to go through some tough times here in order to regain a footing for truth.
Yeah, I mean, that's true. I mean, typically what you find is that truth is such a valuable commodity, you've got to fight for it.
Yes.
You know, because I mean, the nature of our life is that we're engaged in that kind of battle. And so we have to be willing to wage that fight for truth. Mm-hmm. We have to recognize that this election was really about worldview, and people are voting in massive numbers for an anti-biblical worldview. If that isn't a wake-up call to the church, I don't know what is.
Yeah, and it's quite astounding on its face. Now, whether or not the ballots boxes were stuffed, which there seems to be evidence to that end, but still, you've got a number of people in a 50-50 society that believes in the principles of of socialism and what the Democrats had sold them on. And, that is the reality. But, it really requires people who believe in the truth. I mean, we're back to, the first chapter of Genesis, the existence of good and evil, are we not?
We sure are. And it comes back to what you and I talked about a few weeks back, where we know that about 3 out of 4 Americans believe that people are basically good. Newsflash, we're not.
Yes. I mean,
that's exactly what you're talking about. The Bible opens up by alerting us to that fact and saying, you know what, we're going to have to deal with this sin issue. Americans don't want to deal with it. And that's a large part of the reason why you got 94% of Americans who do not possess a biblical worldview.
You know, it's really scary when you think about that. We've got about a minute left. Real quick, to clarify, I want people to understand biblical worldview. What you mean by that, George?
Well, everybody has to make decisions, and you make your decisions through intellectual and emotional and a spiritual filter that we all possess. The nature of that filter can be based on biblical principles, or it can be based on worldly principles. And as we study this, we ask, 90-some questions of people and find that most of their perceptions, do not come from biblical principles. It comes from the world. And so the decisions that they're making are more influenced by the world than they are by God's word. And so as we measure that, that's how we conclude that when we put it all together, only about 6% of people have decisions that are primarily driven by God's truth.
Exactly.
People's decisions are driven by the world.
We'll get more into that on the other side of the break. Stay with us. More from George Barna after this.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
It's not over. Sadly, our nation is going through tough times again, with no end in sight, and nobody knows what might happen next year. That's why it's a good idea to plan ahead, so you aren't caught off guard. Nothing's more important than having enough food to eat, and we're here to help. We're My Patriot Supply, America's leading emergency preparedness company. We provide long-term emergency food that lasts up to 25 years in storage. When grocery stores run empty or disasters strike, our foods will be there when you need it most. Act now and secure at least a 4-week emergency food kit full of tasty meals that provide 2,000 calories a day. We have dozens of emergency food storage kits to choose from. When the government tells you not to go out, you can have the peace of mind that comes from being prepared. When you order from MyPatriotSupply.com, your food will arrive discreetly at your doorstep in no time. Prepare today. Time is short. MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Why have thousands of aspiring authors teamed up with Christian Faith Publishing to publish their book? Because Christian Faith Publishing is an author-friendly publisher who understands that your labor is more than just a book. We provide authors freedom and flexibility throughout the publishing process, professional book editing, award-winning design, and some of the highest royalty structures in the publishing industry. And as always, you will retain 100% of the rights to your book.
I was looking to find a company that I could trust, one that assisted in the editing process completely.
The most important qualities that I was looking for was a publisher who was honest and upfront, no hidden costs or fees, and owning the rights to my own work.
Christian Faith Publishing will publish, market, and sell your books in all major bookstores, online booksellers, as well as specialty Christian bookstores. Call for your free author submission kit.
800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. That's 800-978-4811.
Recover Now is a national campaign aimed at the education and awareness of the devastating effects of opioid and heroin abuse and curbing drug and alcohol addiction in the United States. Recover Now is sponsored by treatment facilities nationwide. Many of them have been where you are, and they want to help by spreading a message of hope and recovery. They're working hand in hand with major insurance companies nationwide that can help you or a loved one get clean in 7 to 30 days. Recover Now is embarking on a national outreach campaign on TV and radio to promote anti-addiction messages. So if you, a loved one, or someone you know has a problem with drugs or alcohol, do not wait. A new life for you could be 30 days away. Call us right now. I promise this call can change your life. Sponsored by the Detox and Treatment Helpline.
800-493-4620. 800-493-4620. That's 800-493-4620.
Keeping the spirit of Don't Tread on Me alive. Bill Martinez, live.
Family, fresh and independent, 5 days a week, Monday through Friday, 9 to noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific. I am Bill Martinez. Good to have you with us. George Barna continues with us. George, we're talking about a biblical worldview and also how it relates to Genesis and the, you know, the fight, the war against, you know, good and evil. That's what stands before us this day. And God was real clear. He said evil is going to be there. It's going to want to consume you. But how do you resist evil?
Yeah, and it also raises the question about, and how do you define what's right? Mm-hmm. You know, in America, we've got a culture now that is so extensive, so broad, that we're getting messages all the time about how to define evil. And so people think that politics has nothing to do with faith. Let me tell you, there are more people in America today who take their cues about morality, about what's right or wrong, from what Congress and state legislatures have defined as right or wrong, that are taking their messages from the Word of God,
exactly,
who defines what truth is. And so we're in a fight. I mean, we look at the media, we look at schools, we look at conversations that people are having with their friends, their peers, their family. All of those things are influencing their thoughts, and that's pushing out what it is that God gave to us in His Word.
Without a doubt. Well, take, for example, abortion. I mean, the government and the judicial system put the good housekeeping seal of approval on it. 60 million plus abortions later, and the reality of women who were part of the abortion process grieve to this day. Suicides abound. Hearts are breaking, and they carry with them till the day they die the loss of a child that could have been.
And when we look at the whole issue of abortion and what people go through and the choices they make, you know, so much of it comes back to that 60s phrase, if it feels good, do it.
Yeah.
And without recognizing what our parents were always trying to tell us, choices have consequences.
Exactly.
And so you've got these battling ideas about how to deal with reality. And what we're finding is that these days in America, convenience and comfort typically win out over truth and integrity.
We are in a sad predicament right now, and as you said, the consequences are increasing and becoming more dire, as the book of Ecclesiastes says, because a sin is not rectified immediately. In essence, it becomes complicated. It snowballs down the road, doesn't it?
It does. You know, and one of the reasons why I love reading Ecclesiastes is not only does it tell us that there's nothing new under the sun. I mean, sin has been going on since humanity hit the earth. But the truth of the matter is, the very end of that book, it says, you know what? Love God and obey His commands. That's the end of life. How simple can you make it?
Yeah, exactly. It's as simple as when God said to Cain, if you do right, will it not go well for you, right? So you can put that alongside it. I agree with you. A recent survey that you conducted after the election, you revealed that 99% of what we called sage cons, the spiritually active, governance engaged conservative Christians, voted in the recent presidential election. I mean, that's incredible. 99%? That's an almost impossible number, isn't it?
Pretty much. I mean, you're not going to get much higher. You know, I've been doing political research since the 70s, and I've never seen anything like that in my surveys or anybody else's, where you have almost universal turnout. And then the other astounding thing about it is not only did 99% of these spiritually active, governance-engaged conservative Christians, not only did 99% turn out to vote, 97% of them voted for Donald Trump. That kind of consensus in terms of and unity in terms of who they voted for, we've never seen anything like that.
Yeah. Well, compared to the national turnout of 66%, I mean, this is overpowering. No wonder Barack Obama was chastising particularly the evangelical Hispanics, you know, for voting for Trump, right?
Yeah, and it also explains partly why it is that governors in states across the country are so anxious to close down churches. Mm-hmm. It's not because churches are necessarily telling people how to vote, because they're not. In fact, this research showed that churches haven't even been helping Christians to figure out how to vote, how to think about the issues. But the issue is that Christians then get to see each other and to talk to each other, and they'll discuss these things. And so many people from a liberal or progressive persuasion don't want that to happen. And so it's one of the ways of trying to tamp down this kind of consistency of thought, which these sage cons have demonstrated. But, you know, it's certainly one of the challenges that we're going to have in the future. How can we make sure that we retain that kind of a coalition?
Exactly. Well, and you touched on something that's so important here, George, and that is that we have to maintain that ability to exercise our First Amendment right of free speech. We have to be able to talk, regardless of our disparate views. Daphne Barak, a good friend of mine and dear friend of President Trump, an ally, has just released a documentary, and she went to Hollywood and interviewed, I think, around 24, 25 entertainment figures. So you can imagine their spectrum of political consciousness and activism, and it ran the gambit. But the bottom line, after all was said and done, they said, we have to talk. As painful as it may be in some cases, we have to be able to talk and listen.
Yeah, and I mean, you know, when you look at what is it that distinguishes a dysfunctional family from a functional family, so much of it revolves around communication.
Amen.
Understanding. Mm-hmm. That sense of belonging and being able to work with each other. I mean, we really need to get back to that in this country.
You know, going back to that number that you addressed earlier, 97% of 99% of the sage cons vote for President Trump, and he loses? You can't even reason that.
I'll be honest with you. I have worked the numbers and worked the numbers and worked the numbers, and I can't get there. I can't get to a Biden victory.
Right.
You know, I can understand how he won the popular vote, and that's because you've got huge red states like
New York and California, right.
Yeah, and they run it up. I get that. But when you look at it state to state to state, there's just no pathway there.
Mm-hmm. Well, not to mention the fact that you have, you know, what some are denying as evidence, but it is evidence of poll watchers saying, you know, specific things happen. You had ballot dumps. You had ballots, according to one reporter, that came in that almost looked like it came off a printing machine. There were no legible, fold marks that you would see on any other ballot. It was like it just came off the machine, and the oval was only was darkened for Joe Biden only. There was no down ballot voting whatsoever. And of course, this would probably explain why so many Republicans were able to flip House seats to where we'll probably have one of the closest majorities in our history.
Yeah, and there are a number of renowned cybersecurity experts that are now testifying about the fact that, yes, forensically you can see how things were changed in computers. So, you know, I mean, I don't think the election's over yet, but, we've got to be diligent. One of the problems we've got in America is that we like things fast-paced. We like things to change in terms of entertainment. And frankly, most Americans are looking at the election as entertainment. And now they're losing interest. They say, okay, I get it. Yeah. What's next? Well,
right.
We can't give this up yet because too much is at stake.
Exactly.
About our freedom. We're talking about free elections.
Without a doubt. And, of course, a critical election in Georgia for two Senate seats. Already people threatening to move to Georgia, which would be, again, illegal for them to do. You've got, one former aspirant for governor who's never ceded her position. She claims she's still the governor, even though she was 80,000 out. 80 million, I said, was no, not 80 million, 80,000. 80,000 votes away, but supposedly she has over 680,000 votes in her back pocket. What's up with that?
Well, it
never ends, does it?
I know. If they could use that creativity in Hollywood, you know, I think we'd enjoy television programming a lot more.
Yes. He's a professor at Arizona Christian University, the president of the Cultural Research Center at ACU, George Barna. George, thank you as always, buddy. Take care. Merry Christmas, huh?
Same to you, Bill. Thanks.
When you invest, what do you need? Investors need foresight and prediction so they can invest with confidence. Is the stock market going up and down? What about precious metals or Bitcoin? The stock market may be treading water right now, but now may be a more opportune time to invest in precious metals. Are gold and silver booming? What do you buy? Bullion? Mining stocks? Which ones? The cryptocurrency market is also advancing strongly, but which ones do you buy? John Truman Wolf, former banker and number one best-selling author, gives you the answers in his widely read newsletter, Strategic Financial Intelligence, available at strategicfinancialintelligence.com. Wolf called the breakout of the gold market and the breakout of the silver market. He may not have a crystal ball, but his investment picks tell a story. Metals and digital currencies are on the move. Don't miss out. Go to strategicfinancialintelligence.com and get the Strategic Financial Intelligence newsletter today. strategicfinancialintelligence.com.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
New reports are implicating Governor Brian Kemp, Republican of Georgia, may have closer ties to China than he's acknowledging. Georgia Governor Kemp awarded a $107 million contract to Dominion Voting Systems 2 weeks after meeting with People's Republic of China Consul General. Kemp met with the Chinese from the Houston Consulate in Atlanta on July 12, 2019. The Houston Consulate was shut down by the U.S. government for being used as a hub for Chinese spies. Israel and Morocco agreed on Thursday to normalize relations in a deal brokered by President Trump, making Morocco the fourth Arab country to set aside hostilities with Israel in the past 4 months. As part of the agreement, the U.S. agreed to recognize Morocco's sovereignty over the Western Sahara. The United States executed convicted felon Brandon Bernard on Thursday. Bernard was convicted in 2000 of murdering Todd and Stacy Bagley on the Fort Hood Army Base in Texas. USA Radio News.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Right here, right now. Bill Martinez.
The brightest sunrise, wait on the other side. On the darkest night, don't ever lose hope. No, no, and believe. Maybe you just haven't seen it. You just haven't seen it. You can do anything you want.
Maybe we just haven't seen it yet, huh? This is why we've had to wait for so long to figure out what's going on with Hunter Biden, the communist Chinese, how heavily involved, invested they are with, some of our own elected officials. That's been coming out. Of course, Trevor Loudon's been reporting on that for, it seems like, over 10 years now. And people are slow to hear about it. Even in my conversation with Peter Schweitzer years ago, we were talking about Hillary Clinton. It was 3 years previous before the media picked up on it. And I said, Peter, what's the deal here? I mean, this is something you reported on 3 years earlier with one of your books. And he says, well, Bill, as he laughed, he goes, sometimes these things take time. And of course, we found out recently what went on is that the mainstream media purposely squashed the Hunter Biden story, and MRC did a follow-up research study on it. And a number, incredible number, I think it's something like 50% of the Democrats said they had never heard about the Hunter Biden scandal. In fact, some even went on to say that had they known, maybe somewhere 10-15% of those would not have voted for Joe Biden. So there was a purpose in all this. And the one who understands this quite clearly, because he's been a journalist and part of the think tank for many years, former roving editor at Reader's Digest, is my good friend Lowell Ponte. Lowell, how you doing?
Hey, I'm doing well, but you're absolutely right. About 1 in 6 Biden voters have said they would have changed and voted for Trump had they known about the Biden scandals. And the scandals are enormous. I mean, If you look back, for example, to 2013, Xi Jinping had just become the ruler of China. Joe Biden was visiting as vice president, and while there, it's well recorded, he acknowledges it, he just calls it a joke. He says, Xi Jinping, you have done such a wonderful job becoming China's president. Will you help me become president of the United States?
Wow.
Which would sound innocent enough, except only 4 months later, Biden was back with his son Hunter in China, and Hunter came away with $1.5 billion from that trip, money that was designated for him to assist China in acquiring American companies that had dual-use technologies of interest to the Chinese military. So not only did the Bidens make a lot of money, they used that money in part to help arm China against the United States.
And all justified, Lowell, because for them, first principles involve a global government. This is where it's all headed. I mean, Joe Biden and his ilk and, you know, a number of Americans, you know, let the Constitution go by the wayside. We believe that the world would be better served if it was being serviced by one government.
Well, remember, Richard Nixon originally created the so-called opening to China, driving a wedge between China and the Soviet Union, we were led to believe, in order to help American policy. Nixon, before his death, however, acknowledged he had hoped that they could turn China into a capitalist, a genuine capitalist country, before it became rich enough and powerful enough to crush us.
Mm-hmm.
Well, Nixon, before his death, said, I'm afraid we may have created a Frankenstein monster.
Right.
We've made
right.
them powerful. We have not stopped them from being communist.
Yeah, look what's happened. I mean, before there were 41 Confucius Institutes at universities across the country. I think that number now exceeds over 60 and growing. Its tentacles into our democracy, into our culture, the influence it has in entertainment, basketball. I mean, basketball, LeBron James is he's afraid to dunk a ball without looking to President Xi to see if it's okay, I guess.
And it's all the more interesting because all these people are supporting Black Lives Matter, obviously founded by Marxists by their own agreement, but Black Lives Matter support goes along with this, oh, we're going to tear down every statue by a person who owned slaves 150 or 175 years ago. Well, that's fine, except China has 2 million Uyghurs, Muslim slaves, right now.
Mm-hmm.
And by the way, you notice there's an attempt in Congress to pass a law saying we will not allow the importation of anything made by forced or slave labor. And who is opposing that? Apple, Nike,
right.
Coca-Cola, a whole variety of companies really don't want to see Chinese slavery shut off that way. And LeBron James, as you say, is very good at remaining absolutely silent about real-life slaveholders today, much less the fact that we have leftists in the U.S. government trying to make you and me slaves right now.
Exactly.
Creating an authoritarian government.
Does LeBron James realize at all, Lowell, that he's being utilized, that he is a useful idiot in this context?
Either that or he has a great attraction to becoming a billionaire.
Yes. Yeah.
Which is what he stands to do. Mm-hmm. I would like to think that these people are moral and haven't simply thought through, but they seem to have no objection when other people are made slaves. Mm-hmm. This has been the history a lot for thousands of years on our planet. The problem is we're now seeing that communist China has been helping Joe Biden become president.
Mm-hmm.
And how has it done it? Mainly by the mechanism. By the way, there are an estimated $332 million that Biden spent in his campaign that are classed now as dark money.
Mm-hmm.
They can't tell where they came from. The calculus is almost certainly most of it came from communist China. But
right.
that isn't really what helped him win. What helped him win was the virus.
Mm-hmm.
The virus that was unleashed potentially from a Chinese weapons lab.
Right.
But in any event, the Chinese freely let it flow to the West. They just stopped it from flowing around China. And
well, this was quite the cabal, though, Lowell. I mean, yes, we talk about the virus, and I want to get into that because you wrote an interesting column on the politics of COVID democracy, which I think it was quite provocative, and I want to get into that. But when you consider, you know, corporate America that is sold out to the Chinese, I mean, if you, it's the old axiom, right? Follow the money. Who had the greatest interest here? Social media, the big tech giants, all this, they were all in. They've all been greatly influenced by this this new doctrine, which has been driven by the communists, that they all bought into it. So you've got the abandonment of our First Amendment by a free and supposed fair press, which they're not. Social media, big tech, all in for Biden. I mean, it's just unbelievable, the tailwinds that were created by these entities, corporate America. I mean, here they had so much money, the Democrats, Lowell, that they could fund three Senate races, which, interestingly enough, they all lost, but three they funded to the tune of over $100 million for a Senate race. This is unheard of.
Oh, I know, but remember, what China is following is policy, and it was Joe Biden, by the way, who made certain reforms China loves. Joe Biden gave China most favored nation status in the World Trade Organization. Joe Biden signed a memo of agreement whereby Chinese corporations can be listed on American stock exchanges without having to undergo the independent audit that American companies
have
to undergo. And yeah. Third, of course, nearly 3.5 million jobs were exported to China when Biden was in power as vice president. So therefore, China had, I mean, to give him $1.5 billion through his son just has nothing. That's a pittance compared to what China has made and the power it's obtained through Joe Biden. I mean, this man, well, I won't speculate on what he could be called, but understand what China's been doing with American companies who come there trying to get that 1.4 cheap labor plus, that 1.4 billion person audience
right.
China can provide, is China has followed a policy of replicate and replace. An American company comes there, China sets up a parallel company to make the same thing, only cheaper. And lo and behold, it replaces the American company in the world market, and often in the U.S. market, because Biden makes that so nice. By the way, when I say that they are creating shell companies because they don't have to be audited, understand who's made to buy those. The California Pension Plan, CalPERS for government employees, and other government employee pension funds for federal, state, and local government people. The government, Democrats have been pushing buying into Chinese companies.
How do they let go of that, Lowell? How do they let go of it? They can't. I mean, they're so addicted to this and counting on it. I mean, could you imagine what would happen to the pension funds if this got cleaned up and they said, okay, no more Chinese investments?
Oh, it would be a problem, yes.
Oh, just a little bit, you think? Hey, we're talking with Lowell Bonte. Our conversation with him will continue. Thank you for being with us. I'm Bill Martinez. It's just about 18 minutes before the top of the hour.
Want to fly somewhere? Looking for cheap flights or cheap tickets? Then call. That's right. Call the low-cost airline travel hotline now for prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. Low-cost airlines has all kinds of cheap travel deals. Fly domestically and save up to 75%. You can even fly internationally and save even more. Yes, fly anywhere in the world and save a lot of money on your plane tickets. We'll even save you money with cheap travel deals on hotels, rental cars, even complete travel packages. So don't book your tickets until you call us first for the absolute cheapest prices on U.S. and international airline tickets and hotels. Call right now for prices so low they can't be published. Travel experts are here 24-7 to help. 800-430-7694. 800-430-7694. 800-430-7694. That's 800-430-7694.
Recover Now is a national campaign aimed at the education and awareness of the devastating effects of opioid and heroin abuse and curbing drug and alcohol addiction in the United States. Recover Now is sponsored by treatment facilities nationwide. Many of them have been where you are, and they want to help by spreading a message of hope and recovery. They're working hand in hand with major insurance companies nationwide that can help you or a loved one get clean in 7 to 30 days. Recover Now is embarking on on a national outreach campaign on TV and radio to promote anti-addiction messages. So if you, a loved one, or someone you know has a problem with drugs or alcohol, do not wait. A new life for you could be 30 days away. Call us right now. I promise this call can change your life. Sponsored by the Detox and Treatment Helpline.
800-493-4620. 800-493-4620. That's 800-493-4620.
If you're trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Getting America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
Hey, we're back with you. 14 minutes before the top of the hour. Lowell Ponte is our guest. Hey, Lowell, the media, those anti-Trumpers are declaring we got, 19 states involved in this, this petition they put before the Supreme Court. They went directly to the Supreme Court. They don't have to go through a lower court. That is the process. It seems the Supreme Court, Justice Roberts, didn't want anything to do with this, wanted to be settled at the state level. But the states have come together, these 19 states or so, and said, look at what was done in Wisconsin and Michigan and Nevada and Georgia. That this affects even our citizens here in Texas, and we want you to hear our complaint.
Oh, sure, and with the possible exception of Georgia, where, by the way, the governor and Secretary of State, although both Republicans, have been more than eager to buy Chinese equipment. The governor there ordered the government offices to buy Lenovo computers made in China. And there's good indication that when they spent $100 million on this Dominion voting system, they got a sizable kickback under the table from that.
Now, what do you know? What do you know about that? This is something that Sidney Powell had reported on early. The media ignored it and just poo-pooed it.
Well, but nobody wants it investigated. Mm-hmm. I mean, the governor and secretary of state seem more than eager just to slam the lid on the entire issue. And you would think if there's nothing to it, they would want to be vindicated.
Exactly.
These rumors spread. In any event, remember, as we look at the election, Rasmussen did a study of Democrats who had voted for Biden, and their attitude was 30% of them now believe that Democrats stole the election.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, those are Democrats, 30% yes, thinking Trump was cheated. 75% of Republicans or more think that he was cheated. So, I mean, the stealing in the election is so blatant,
yes,
so obvious, and these 19 states are simply saying, hey, if these four states or Pennsylvania as well get in and steal elections like this by violating a voting protocol, then they're in effect denying us control of the Senate or the House or the presidency. But they are cheating all of us, not just the people in their own borders.
Right. And they'll be able to affect laws that are going to affect us that are not in our best interest had it been the other way around and we had a Republican president or Republican-controlled Senate, a different ballgame altogether.
Sure. And the essence of their concern is the Constitution is very explicit. The state legislatures, which in some, most of those states are Republican, by the way,
right,
the state legislatures are the ones who decide who goes to the Electoral College and cast the ultimate vote in the Electoral College for president. And they're potentially perfectly willing to put forth a pro-Trump slate.
Yes.
And they can if it's demonstrated the elections in those states were incredibly corrupt.
Right. But that's
to show that.
Well, you and I look at it that way, but do they have the courage to make that that giant step? I mean, this is our Constitution in action, and we've seen our Constitution tossed around like it's some sort of rag document, hasn't been fully respected, and this is why we are where we are today. All this fraud and everything that's taken place in the 2020 election is the sum total and culmination of what's been ignored for decades, Lowell.
Sure, but what we have to understand is if the fraud is allowed to stand, if the Supreme Court and the state law legislatures step aside, they may as well kiss their future goodbye because the Democrats have already made it clear, including one of the two Democrat candidates in Georgia, in fact, both Democrat candidates in Georgia for Senate on January 5th, they've made it clear they're going to rewrite the Constitution.
Yes.
They're in essence going to tear it up. They're going to add four more Democrat senators and two more states to the United States. They're going to pack the Supreme Court, thereby nullifying it. They're going to make it possible to run government by a simple majority instead of having a filibuster that could get in the way of that now. In other words, if you don't do something to protect yourself now as the Supreme Court or these legislatures, there won't be another election in 2024. That is, there will, but Nancy Pelosi and company will have enacted California-style corrupt voting nationwide.
Right.
They're going to have ballot harvesting and everything else, so Republicans will never get elected in a free election again.
Yeah. Forget about the consent of the governed.
Right. And so, therefore, if you want simply to preserve democracy that a Republican would have a chance to win in, you had better do something to stop this corruption from spreading. I mean, now it's in four or five states. But if they change the laws the way they're planning to do, it will be in all 50 states.
Sure, we're a banana. We're a banana Republican.
Yeah, and that's what the coronavirus that China sent to us has made possible. You know, remember the Democrats felt a year ago even that they were on the verge of destruction because the economy was so good, it was at record heights. Who was going to vote against Donald Trump? Almost nobody.
Right.
And that had to be destroyed. The economy had to be brought down. The coronavirus did that. It allowed a shutdown of a great deal of our economy, threw millions of people out of work or cut their pay drastically. It caused economic malaise instead of miracles. And as such, it allowed the Democrats to impose all kinds of powers they would never have contemplated previously. Eric Holder, the former wingman and attorney general under Barack Obama and Joe Biden, he is the first one to propose, hey, the COVID gives us a reason to make voting by mail popular by eliminating all the safeguards on voting that we used to have so that we can rig any election we want. He, of course, didn't say that last bit, but we know perfectly well what he intended. So that was done. Nancy Pelosi then held millions of Americans hostage, saying, we're going to let you starve, in effect, unless you knuckle under to us, the Republicans, which means bailing out the Democrat states that have invested their worker pension funds in Chinese companies.
Really. Exactly, exactly.
So it becomes a great circular nightmare that we're facing. Of course, both China and the liberals in the Republican and Democratic Party want a global government. It's just China wants it to be run from Beijing, and the U.S. has pretty much eliminated the possibility of it being run from here, as Nixon might have wanted. So we have the obscenity of seeing our democracy destroyed, free speech destroyed, a political party in the Democrats in the states and cities they control saying, well, we believe everyone should have to wear a mask and be tied down. By the way, even if they get the vaccine done,
exactly.
The Democrats have already made it clear you will not be free from that. They're going to say, we'll need years to study whether, although you are personally protected by the vaccine, you might still be infectious.
Yes, exactly.
And as a result, you don't become free by taking the vaccine, but everything in your life will be dependent on it.
Yeah.
You need a government check. You want to travel somewhere. You want to go attend school, what have you. You always have to pull out a little vaccination card.
Mm-hmm.
Show that you got this shot, and God only knows what it will do to you. We know the disease itself affects the heart, potentially lifelong, affects the brain, impairs thought processes, shortens lives, does all the kinds of things that highly advanced biological warfare does. You know, mm-hmm. Just as with nuclear weapons, the goal is
right.
Not to kill a maximum number of people. It's to impose a cost on a country like the U.S., by guaranteeing that a whole lot of people will be sick or frightened or unable to work.
Yeah. Well, we understood that in military warfare, that if you couldn't kill the enemy, if you definitely wounded them, then they had to carry that, they had to carry their wounded. This slowed down their progress. And so this is another, you know, consideration from the same page of military strategy. Now, Lowell, regarding, you know, COVID and how it came into the United States, is there any proof? Has there been any investigation of how collusive the Democrats were in colluding with the communist Chinese to allow COVID to come into the United States?
Well, Anthony Fauci and company actually set up much of the germ warfare facility. Of course, it was done in the name of giving China its own CDC, but we funded their research in these mm-hmm. fields.
Well, he did. He did without the permission. In fact, supposedly, Barack Obama had told him not to do it, but he went ahead and invested over $3 million. His team was there for 18 months, and they came back, said, hey, these guys are a bunch of cowboys. They're undisciplined. Something's going to happen. And he knew this. So when an outbreak came out, I mean, even to this day, I have not heard Dr. Fauci come up and go, hey, look, we had a heads up. We dropped the ball on this. We should have responded sooner, and I should have advise the president accordingly.
It could be that this was a natural virus, naturally mutated, that came and attacked us. But it's interesting, this is a virus that mutates every 2 weeks.
Mm-hmm.
In other words, you think you've got a vaccine that makes you safe from it? Don't be so sure. Because it'll be a different virus 2 weeks or 4 weeks from now.
Mm-hmm. Do we know that for sure, Lowell, that it is... you know, it is reinventing itself every 2 weeks?
I think it's more likely that China, and we've seen how many agents they sent into the U.S., including ones to bed Congressman Swalwell, for
yeah.
example,
mm-hmm.
that they could be re-releasing a modified new version of it over and over in the U.S.
Mm-hmm.
through their operatives.
Well, we have a Chinese
safe from it.
Yeah, we have a Chinese scientist who did come out and say this wasn't an accident. This was done on purpose. And of course, she's here under threat of demise. And I say here in the United States, as opposed to China. She escaped China with her life.
Sure, but it's the safest, cleanest kind of warfare they could wage on the U.S. It's not a hyper-lethal virus. It's just enough to frighten us into submission, obedience, and an economic shutdown.
Well, not only the U.S., but the world, for that matter, Lowell Ponte.
Yeah, that's true. So this is the challenge. Is this what the future brings? Are we going to be wearing masks for the rest of our lives? Possibly.
Thank you, Lowell Ponte. Merry Christmas, buddy.
The stress levels of Americans may be at an all-time high. From education to business to basic needs to politics, the 2020 pandemic-related stressors are pushing many of us to near breaking point. That's why you should consider the stress and pain-relieving products from sunny-bay.com, like our lavender neck wraps and pads infused
with premium Washington lavender buds. They relieve tension and relax with a soothing scent of lavender. And lifestyle expert Jennifer Bonner recommends products from Sunny Bay.
Sunny Bay's hands-free neck wrap should be your go-to pain relief solution.
Give gifts to family and friends that relieve stress and pain. Give love and care by giving the best. Give pillows, neck wraps, and body wraps from sunny-bay.com, a Biomed DB design company. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
No other name.